UW Whitewater has been a D3 football national power for years. All the way back to 1966, they made trips to the title game. That year was the NAIA division. Since 2000, the Warhawks have claimed six NCAA Division III titles. In 2009, they were a perfect 15-0, winning the Stag Bowl for the second time in 3 years. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's edition of Sports and Commentary. Hope it's going well for you. My name is Greg Stewart. This is a program that you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us on the World Wide Web for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show at WWIB.com. The Hawks, like their WEAC associates, are waiting till spring to play a short season to get on the other side of COVID. Whitewater All-American senior running back Alex Pete is back with me on the show from Ringwood, Illinois. Alex, big-time high school stat you put up there with your team, led them to a state title game. How did you wind up at UW-Whitewater?
Yeah, so basically I was looking at a lot of the D1AA schools. I had a couple offers for, like, little scholarships and that, and then I saw a couple D2 schools. And basically, you know, I went to Illinois State for – it was all in 1 week. I went to Illinois State. The next day I went to Winona State, and then the third day I went to Whitewater. And Whitewater, to me, just kind of hit different. It was 45 minutes from home. You know, I saw the championship tradition they had. Me and Bullis had a long talk with my parents, and it was kind of, I don't know, it was definitely, that was one of my God moments right there. I told him, he's like, you know, we're offering a roster spot and all that. He's like, you know, we can't offer you money, but, you know, we promise you we're going to take care of you. It's going to be good football. And then, that night, I called and I was like, yeah, yeah, I'm going to commit to you guys. And it was just easy. I don't know. It was a very easy decision for me.
Well, like I mentioned a few minutes ago, this program's won a half a dozen NCAA Division III titles. So there's a winning tradition there. What is that like to be immersed in a football program that believes it can challenge for a national title year after year?
So, you know, coming as a freshman, it's definitely like a rude awakening because the expectations are so high, and the coaches, you know, they know they're about to, you know, they're about to make you work more than you probably have ever worked, you know. So coming in, I was like, oh my goodness. And then once you get used to it, though, I mean, you take that winning culture, and you use that for everything that you do. You know, like when you're on the field, you see your alumni out there, you see like all these, you know, people who love Whitewater so much. It's a big deal. So that winning culture definitely spreads, you know, not only throughout the team, but throughout the community. And there's a lot of expectations, but it only makes you work that much harder because you know that as a team, you guys need to, you know, that we need to fulfill those expectations every single Saturday and satisfy our fans and satisfy our football program.
Well, you're at All-Stater in high school, and then as a frosh, you come into Whitewater. You're at the bottom of the food chain, just waiting to get some time on the playing field and work your way up the ladder there on the roster. What was that year like for you?
Yeah, it was big rude awakening. You know, I think every freshman goes through it. You know, everybody's great in high school, you know, but then once you get to that college level, I understood that a lot of those, you know, for example, there's a guy named Drew Patterson my freshman year. He was a transfer from Western Illinois. And then the number two guy, his name was Josh Ringelberg. He came from Iowa State. It's like I'm sitting there at running back, and the two dudes above me are formal D1 players. You know, so like looking at that's kind of a big deal because you're like, oh my goodness, like, you know, am I gonna play? You know, sometimes you know I had nights, you know, I talked to my mom. You know, I was like, man, like, I don't know if I'm gonna be even playing freshman year. During that camp, especially, you know, you learn that offense and everything. But it was a big adjustment just because, you know, it's a different – everybody's, like, good in college. Everybody's great in college, actually. So, yeah, it's definitely different. But eventually you understand that it's a process through it all. You know, not every freshman plays. I did get my playing time freshman year, but it wasn't nearly as much as I got, you know, sophomore and junior year. So, you know, and lastly, the coaches have to trust you. You know, it's a big thing. Playbook's different. The crowds are different. So getting that trust from the coaches as well once I got that, I knew I'd be able to get a little bit of playing time.
Yeah, well, it seems like it's been a long time since you've had playing time, since the team has played. Last game you played was 2019 when you went to the Stag Bowl again, the championship of D3. You had a touchdown, but the team lost in North Central Illinois. It was, 41-14 in that title game. Tell us about that 2019 season.
So 2019, we went through, it was almost like a little roller coaster, to be honest. So, you know, 2018, we went undefeated until that national title, or that, until that semifinal game. In 2019, you know, we lost to Oshkosh, right, week 10. And that was kind of a reawakening there, because we're like, are we even going to make playoffs? You know, we're thinking worst-case scenario here. And then we ended up going to playoffs. We did pretty good. I think the biggest thing in 2019, which showed our team and who we were, was that Mary Hart Baylor game. When we went to Texas and beat them 20-0, that was a big thing for us. I think that was, you know, that showed the progression we made, because obviously you saw the last year we didn't do so well against Mary Hart and Baylor in Texas. So then, yeah, I mean, that was really, we learned a lot about ourselves. You know, the thing about our team was that we were very young on offense. We only had like 3 or 4 guys leave our offense. And then, yeah, that championship game, I mean, we struggled a little bit. That quarterback was amazing. Their whole team was, you know, very good on North Central. Their coach staff seemed to, you know, have it very well together and everything. But, you know, we learned even more. And, you know, I would look at it, we were one step ahead. You know, last year, 2018, it was the semifinals. And then last year was the championship. So, you know, hopefully next year, you know, the next step, which is winning it.
All right, 5'8", 205-pound All-American running back Alex Pete of the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. And Alex, talking about you with pro potential. I think we'll talk about that together on our next show. We're out of time for today, and visit about your walk with Jesus Christ as well, if that's all right. Thank you for joining me. Have a great day. All right, God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.